Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, July 6, 2022. My name is Will Gibson. I'll be doing today's morning brief. A look at some of the movements we saw from yesterday. NASDAQ Composite, sharply positive, up almost 2%, or Russell 2000, also up about 80 basis points. On the downside, we saw a big exhale from crude oil, which I'll touch on in the chart in a little bit. Developed markets and gold were also some of the major areas that we saw laggardship from yesterday. Now, if you're just looking at some of these performance numbers at a point in time at closing yesterday, it probably didn't give you the full story, because yesterday we opened and we went sharply negative. The investment was down over 2% at one point during the morning trading hours. Then we rallied all the way through the later afternoon to close positive. So a nice intraday rally yesterday that's worth paying attention to. You also may see a lot of column changes on charts today because we went 2% lower. I've said this before, our charts move in one direction per day. So it's very possible that we could see some column changes happen today as a result of new highs and lows being plotted. So more to say on that right now, but wanted to start out with pretty notable rally that we saw yesterday afternoon, despite a relatively muted final close. All right, starting with the major S&P 500, I'm going to really just run across all some of the major charts today, provide some more support levels, things to look for, things that would look good or bad in our view. For the S&P, so no, this is what I'm talking about. You see these red O's printed yesterday. If we plot higher today, we could get a reversal up in X's around 38.25. We'd like to see this 3750 level hold. It seems to be chopping around that 3700 mark. For market memory, this was back in March of 2021 when we had some similar behavior from the market. So it looks like we're trying to stabilize around this 3700 level. I've seen people put out targets a bit lower, but from us right now, it looks like 3700 or around that point seems to be a decent place of consolidation. Look for us to hold support here and break out 3850. That would be a good look for the S&P 500. For the NASDAQ Composite, we already have a higher bottom in place at around 10.9, so that's a good start. Second consecutive buy signal will come at 11,700, so 11.7 would be your second consecutive buy signal on the NASDAQ Composite. We haven't had two consecutive buy signals here since November of 2021. So you've seen a lot of head fakes here, these single buy signals that have come throughout the year, but we've yet to see a second consecutive buy signal. Look out for 11,700. That would do it for the NASDAQ Composite. Then you got resistance at around 12,300 from June. Also your bearish resistance line. So after that point would be your next point of breakout. For the Dow, I would say the chart is not as exciting as the S&P or the NASDAQ Composite. Each of those either have a higher bottom or testing some support. For the Dow, we really haven't seen a higher bottom put in yet. That would happen if we get a reversal up into X's at 31,000. 31,000 would put us at a higher bottom for the Dow. Second consecutive buy signal would be at 32,000. Moving on to some of the other major equity areas, specifically small caps. We mentioned why this place is of interest to us. Small caps typically lead in market recoveries or market environments. They're typically a bit more risk on than other areas of the market. So it's important to see these get going for overall kind of market sentiment and risk appetite. Similar chart to the Dow, I'd say really we're not on a buy signal right now. However, we are looking to try to put in a higher bottom if we reverse up to 94. Dollars that would put in a higher bottom, your buy signal will be at 97. So really looking for this to get going here. Still a lot of work to do. 97 will be your first breakout, and then really probably 104, 106 range to work out of that June resistance. For crude oil, this was our biggest laggard of the major areas yesterday, down over 8%. We can see the chart action reversing down into O's, breaking to give a double bottom sell signal at 101, currently up in the upper 90s right now. Keep in mind, we do have a ton of support nearby at this point. So between 93 and 96, you have some support levels all the way down to about in the upper 80s, you have support. So maybe we sit in the mid 90s, lower 90s, somewhere in the 90s, anywhere between 90 and higher to where we are right now. There's a fair amount of support for crude oil. So keep that in mind when you're looking in the commodity landscape. Elsewhere, copper continues to break down, and differently from crude oil, there's really no support nearby for copper. It broke out of this huge trading range, which we've highlighted a couple of times before. You saw this kind of dead cat bounce right here, and then we've continued lower. Sell signal at 360. You took out your support levels back from December and January 2020 and 2021, respectively. So end of 2020, beginning of 2021, you took out those support levels yesterday. Now you're down at 344. Your next level for copper is not until around $3.04. So pretty far down from here. It is heavily oversold at the moment. So it's likely that you do get some of these relief rallies or exhales. But now we would say the trend is decidedly negative at this point, just with some near-term potential for mean reversion. Typically, not what you want to see. You want to see copper demand remain strong. It's a base metal. It's a big production input for a lot of the economies. Hopefully, we can stabilize here. I would watch some of your key levels. So pre-COVID levels, I think, are on the table now. That is going to be around 276. So still notably higher than your pre-COVID levels. September of 2020 is down at 284. So keep mind of market memory there. And then lastly, on the commodities note, gold also pushed lower yesterday, down to 1770. Kind of like crude oil, you could say there's a lot of nearby support. Gold, you have it between 1680 and about 1760 on the chart. So 1680 to 1760, somewhere around that $1,700 level. There seems to be a fair amount of support for gold. Perhaps we can see that hold there as well. A big driver and a big sensitivity remains to be interest rates. If the market is worried the Fed is being too aggressive or pushing the economy into recession. So keep mind of a lot of economic data points, perhaps qualitatively, fundamentally, that could be important to watch. But from a technical perspective, we've seen this transpire a lot in yields as they have been falling most recently. It's been a tailwind for fixed income investments. They've bolstered ground lately and come out of heavily oversold territory. But the downward pressure in yields right here on the treasury yield for the 10-year, this is pushing down to support at around 27.25, so that's 2.725%. There does seem to be some support around those levels. After that, you have about 2.65% for the 10-year. So keep mind of that as yields are exhaling right now after a big run higher. Last thing I'll say today, I mentioned it yesterday, I'm going to say it again, though. We've seen a fair amount of interesting model changes take place over the past couple of weeks, either adding fixed income, reducing energy, reducing basic materials exposure. So if you're following models, I would implore you again to make sure you didn't miss any trades at the end of the month. You can also just view all the activity right here to get a proxy of what's going on in some of our models. So I wanted to leave you with that today, and the kind of a major update on some of the areas. So I thank you for your time this morning, and per usual, let us know if we can be of any help to you.